You'll hear someone giving a lecture to a group of parents about keeping children safe in water. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
This week, the temperature across the country will be hitting 30 degrees and above. So jumping in the pool sounds like a pretty good idea, right? But if you have little kids, you need to know that a swimming pool can be an extremely risky place for them. So I'm really glad to be invited here today to talk to you about keeping your children safe in the water. Oh, and if you want more information afterwards, I have copies of a fact sheet from the Royal Life Saving Society here. And you can also visit our website. The address is printed on the back. To most parents, teaching very small kids to swim isn't a high priority, so I'd like to start by quoting the old saying, prevention is better than cure. In other words, teach your child to swim as soon as possible. You can take your baby to the pool when it's as young as 3 months. By the age of 6 months, the child should be able to begin having lessons. After that, you should take your child to the swimming pool as often as possible. What's important is to get them used to the water. After a few lessons, even very young children can be taught to just roll over and float on their backs, blow bubbles, and generally enjoy life. That means that if they do fall in a pool accidentally, they're not afraid, and they have a good chance of staying alive until an adult finds them. Of course, as parents, you can do much more. Make sure someone is always supervising children around the pool. Take your children to public pools, which have trained lifeguards. And if your child goes to a friend's pool, always check to see that there are enough supervisors. As a rule, there should be one supervising adult for every 4 kids under 8. And there's a simple message to tell your kids. If there's no adult around, you can't go near the water. Talking of private pools, swimming pools in people's homes, I mean, these should be your biggest worry in the summer months. More than 10 times as many water-related accidents happen at home than at public pools. By law, you must have a securely fastened fence around the pool. It's also a good idea to have a backdoor alarm that makes a loud sound if your child ever decides to explore outside by him or herself. When you go to the beach, you have to be extra careful. Always, and I really do mean always, keep an eye on your child. A small child can get into trouble even in small waves. Also, avoid all those kind of blow-up toys that kids love. They may be fun, but they can easily be blown out to sea. And this may seem an obvious thing to say, but you'd be amazed how many people ignore it. Never, I repeat, never swim when the red flag is flying. Apart from that, have a great time at the beach.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
This week, the temperature across the country will be hitting 30 degrees and above. So jumping in the pool sounds like a pretty good idea, right? But if you have little kids, you need to know that a swimming pool can be an extremely risky place for them. So I'm really glad to be invited here today to talk to you about keeping your children safe in the water. Oh, and if you want more information afterwards, I have copies of a fact sheet from the Royal Life Saving Society here. And you can also visit our website. The address is printed on the back. To most parents, teaching very small kids to swim isn't a high priority, so I'd like to start by quoting the old saying, prevention is better than cure. In other words, teach your child to swim as soon as possible. You can take your baby to the pool when it's as young as 3 months. By the age of 6 months, the child should be able to begin having lessons. After that, you should take your child to the swimming pool as often as possible. What's important is to get them used to the water. After a few lessons, even very young children can be taught to just roll over and float on their backs, blow bubbles, and generally enjoy life. That means that if they do fall in a pool accidentally, they're not afraid, and they have a good chance of staying alive until an adult finds them. Of course, as parents, you can do much more. Make sure someone is always supervising children around the pool. Take your children to public pools which have trained lifeguards. And if your child goes to a friend's pool, always check to see that there are enough supervisors. As a rule, there should be one supervising adult for every 4 kids under 8. And there's a simple message to tell your kids. If there's no adult around, you can't go near the water. Talking of private pools, swimming pools in people's homes, I mean, these should be your biggest worry in the summer months. More than 10 times as many water-related accidents happen at home than at public pools. By law, you must have a securely fastened fence around the pool. It's also a good idea to have a backdoor alarm that makes a loud sound if your child ever decides to explore outside by him or herself. When you go to the beach, you have to be extra careful. Always, and I really do mean always, keep an eye on your child. A small child can get into trouble even in small waves. Also, avoid all those kind of blow-up toys that kids love. They may be fun, but they can easily be blown out to sea. And this may seem an obvious thing to say, but you'd be amazed how many people ignore it. Never, I repeat, never swim when the red flag is flying. Apart from that, have a great time at the beach.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.